Welcome.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And those of you joining us for the first time on this 2 hour portion of our day, I welcome you as well. Thank you so much for being with me. Want to encourage you, if you have not been listening along the way, you can pick up the podcast at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio.com. Michael Morris and I, we talked about media madness and some free speech issues. And then we had Dr. Peter Vincent Pry talking about the nuclear threat issues. And Putin has raised those levels. We have nuclear threat concerns with North Korea, with China, with Russia. And of course, you know, many of us believe very strongly that there's evidence that Iran already has nuclear capabilities, and they have certainly made it very clear that they would intend to strike us as well. And yet, in the midst of all of that, Admiral Haynes has come on and yesterday testified, nothing to see here, folks, nothing to see, move right along, nothing to see. No reason to be concerned whatsoever. It's really quite crazy to me why we are not doing more, simply just from the perspective of defense. There are a number of things that defense programs that were killed or are lagging, that we could be doing just to simply be prepared. You know, if the guy standing in front of you, is, you know, raises his hands and starts to take a swing at you, it's pretty foolish not to raise your hands and at the very least defend yourself, right? Just defend yourself. Anyway, those are my thoughts. All right. And I don't think there's anything unscriptural about defending yourself. If you're going to talk about turning the other cheek, get very clear in your understanding that that was very specific to community and very specific to being spoken within a community of individuals that are all on the same page. But that may have been having disagreements, and what we're talking about is a whole different ballgame. Speaking of different ballgames, we have a different ballgame going on in our country when it comes to understanding what the Constitution says and what the Bill of Rights is about. I want to welcome my next guest. He is our constitutional attorney expert, and we welcome him each and every week, David Shostokas. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much. It's good to be with you today, Greg. You just talking about that, and I had my own thought. It's off the Constitution thing, but you know, it does seem like Putin, in terms of conducting this war in Ukraine, is actually utilizing nuclear blackmail to do it. He has everybody frozen in place, with the idea that if they take some action against him, he may just fire off a nuke or two. And that because it is what you see, the reports are so horrendous, and they could so easily be stopped with a few A-10 warthogs, and they could be so easily put all of these guys out of commission and knock down the missile bases and whatnot. But we're all frozen in place because he might fire a nuke.
Well,
I never hear anybody talk about that.
Right.
You know?
And we have the capabilities and have had within our arsenal the capabilities to be able to make ourselves, the kind of defense system that Israel uses to knock those rockets out of the air is the same kind of defense system that we have the capability to employ here for our country, here for the United States. And it just simply takes the will of a leader to be able to do that. And then not these changes. I'm not suggesting same people. I'm not suggesting we change the way our election process is done, but everyone should be on the same page when it comes to the defense of our country. And that is a constitutional issue, David, and one that is in my mind, when you have an administration, and I was going to go ahead and bring out, let me go ahead and bring this up. There is a new memorandum that has been put in place, that has been put out, that is indicating, or that clearly just straight out says, that the greatest threat, where did that go? This is very interesting. There we go. Okay. It's a summary of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland, a bulletin that has been put out by Homeland Security. And within it, they say, key factors contributing to the current heightened threat environment include the proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. For example, there's widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud and COVID-19. David, was there an election?
That in itself is misinformation. You know, the government, that in itself is the government itself doing propaganda, because in fact there has been widespread issues with elections and the integrity of the elections. There's no question about it. I personally witnessed much of it in Pennsylvania. I personally witnessed much in Georgia during the course of the Senate runoffs. And of course, I've been involved in those kinds of issues. And of course, there was the 150,000 illegally opened ballots in Broward County that I discovered in 2016.
And I want to just really quickly jump in and say, Vimeo deplatformed me, David, and your testimony that you shared on this program, and I sent you the link, and when I know yeah. you're very busy right now, but when you get a chance, but I sent you the link. But your testimony about what you testified under oath before the committee in Pennsylvania, and other testimonies that you have given before government entities, Vimeo said that what you said was false and misleading information, and they deplatformed me for having it on my program.
Yeah, and I don't remember seeing anybody from Vimeo in the Allegheny County ballot processing facility where we were barred from being within 25 or 30 feet of the closest ballot processor. I don't remember anybody from Vimeo being available when they rolled in the envelopes from the mail-in ballots that were already open before they got to the room where they're going to be counted. So nobody has any idea of security. I didn't see anybody from Vimeo there, to be able to contest what my own eyes observed at that particular moment in time. I didn't see anybody from Vimeo participating in the actual count of the ballots in Pennsylvania that wound up with 200,000 more votes counted than people voted. You know, I didn't see anybody from Vimeo participate in any. Nobody was from there from Vimeo when myself and three other lawyers went to check these buildings that were condemned, that were stuffed with election mail because there was 35 people registered to vote in a condemned building. No, Vimeo wasn't. You know, I don't remember any Vimeo people being around, Greg.
Well, Vimeo, you know, in to my mind, based on what I read about the, what's required to prove defamation, I believe that they have defamed us. That's what I believe. And at some point, maybe we'll have to get to that, because that I do believe that there has been defamation predicated on the definition of defamation and them wiping out these videos and this information.
Yeah, there's any number of potential actions under those circumstances that people need to consider when they take the when that happens. Often, I think what needs to be done is to look through the details of the terms of service, because basically, you make a deal with them. You're going to provide content. They're going to utilize that content to generate revenue, and then they're going to make your content available. And the terms of service creates a contract, and though it's mostly written 90%, they try to write it one way. They always have to try and make it sound a little fair, and where you can find the little fair places might very well be where they're vulnerable.
Right, so that it's not a contract of adhesion.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When the government is coming out and making these kinds of statements and then placing us in, and you know, it's interesting because I was visiting with some folks about, you know, additional steps that they have to go through at the airport and things that are going on. And it dawned on me, David, that in my recent travels that I have had the opportunity to be engaged in, that every time I am pulled aside and given extra once-overs, and and when it's identified that it's my bag that's going through the checkpoint, it literally has to be unpacked so they can look and see what all is in my bag, which makes me wonder whether or not I'm possibly on one of their lists.
It's not impossible. Who knows how they generate, how they keep the list? The government is way too big and way too overbearing. This is the problem. Among the things that we need to do to rein in the government. This is certainly among the things that I'm running on. Because there's all these executive authorities that pretend they have authority and exercise it until somebody challenges them. You know, that just came up recently with with the governor here in Illinois, who pretended he had the authority to issue mask orders and vaccine mandates. And ultimately, it was recently decided, you know, in a trial court that, wait a minute, no, you don't have such authority. The authority, because what you're doing deprives the people of due process. It deprives the people of the ability to challenge. There is written in law things for what they call isolation and sequestration that if, with people with diseases. And we'll talk about that after the break.
You bet. Well, and another thing I want to talk about after the break is relative to the Constitution and how the Constitution frames our government. Because there's, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding that when you and I and other citizens are having these kinds of conversations about the government, that somehow we're anti-government, when the reality is, as I read the Constitution is set up, we the people are the government. It's our government. And these people are simply there to do what we want done as our representatives. And to me, that puts an entirely different light on the whole conversation. Be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life.
Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest, David Shostokas, Constitutional Sound Bites. You can find David, by the way, listed at CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you just look for CG Contributors. Click on that, and you will find David's picture, David Shostokas. It'll take you directly over to his website. I was talking about the Constitution and it, you know, it being we the people and government by consent, and that these are representatives. I think that's an important point to make sure that we stay on that page. But the other page, as we were talking in the break there, David, has to do with the fact that the national government, one of its number one primary purpose is the defense of this nation. And I would suggest, predicated on what's happening at our borders, north and south, as well as, you know, the potential issues and the threats that are being made towards us by Putin, by Rossi, and by Xi. These are issues that constitutionally our federal government, this is why we have formed the federal government in the United States of America, is for the defense of the nation.
That's exactly right, Greg. That in fact is the prime purpose of the federal government. That was the prime purpose that the 13 states got together, because they were unable to act in concert to, in fact, defend each and among them. And so that's exactly the purpose, to defend the borders from invasion. And certainly we have an invasion going on at the southern border. This is problematic. And so, yes, no, they're failing. They're failing us there, but they failed to keep us secure by securing our own energy supplies, making us vulnerable to energy blackmail, if you will. And that's what's going on right at the moment, is energy blackmail. And so I would suggest that these are high crimes and misdemeanors, to the extent that the president, the guy that's sitting in the Oval Office, I hesitate to say president, but nevertheless, he still wound up taking the oath to defend and protect the Constitution, and he has not done so. And to the extent that you could make a case that is in fact impeachable, a violation of the oath of office, when you give orders, direct orders to federal government employees to violate the law. You know, so they've resumed the catch and release situation at the border, when in fact the law itself says that Border Patrol shall take custody of these people and then return them. There's directives in the immigration law. It doesn't say may do this or may do that. It says the Border Patrol shall do this, and the administration has given orders to essentially violate the law. And one of the duties of the president in the Constitution is to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. And failing to take care that the laws are faithfully executed, certainly in my mind, potentially constitutes an impeachable offense. This is a problem. This is a problem when the government is precisely has become lawless. But it's not. And it's not just when you have this kind of tyrant there, it begets all these other petty tyrants, from the governors to the mayors, who begin to pretend that they can do things that they've never been given the authority to do. And so, in terms of our taking things back, we have to be so involved in the electoral process. For the effective outcomes in Virginia, there was 10,000 people that participated in Virginia in terms of monitoring and being election judges and poll watchers and seeing to it. We've got the Illinois Conservative Union is involved in a program that they call Eyes on Every Ballot. And so you cannot depend on the government to run elections. Citizens not only have to vote, but they have to participate in running the elections themselves. And all the laws allow for that. And so we have to, there's so many places, but that's where you do, and that's where you wind up hopefully electing some people that will, in fact, do two things, obey and enforce the law. And when the government becomes lawless, that's a problem. And that's certainly what, my intent is to obey and enforce the law. And we don't have too many of those people in executive positions these days. And we have too many legislators that are unwilling to challenge the executive.
I want to shift back to something that you had said relative to Biden and some of his rules, laws, or whatever you want to call them, mandates, which are illegal, as we've discussed here on the program with you before. But there's a ruling that just came out. Texas U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman of the Northern District of Texas enjoined the policy of exempting minors on the grounds that Biden acted arbitrarily to frustrate a policy aimed at stopping the spread of the China virus. So a federal judge has said that illegal alien minors cannot be released. Brand new story that is out. So that's good news. As you suggest, and this is why we need attorney generals at the state level, state attorney generals that understand the Constitution and the law. And David, good luck with your. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Claire Lopez. Claire, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Good to be with you as always.
Man, such an incredibly, it's just a lot. There's a lot going on. And I know that the your primary topic that you've been talking a lot about has been what's going on between the Ukraine and Russia. And we talked a bit about that, quite a bit about that last week. We talked about the energy issue and the natural gas issue and what was going on with regards to that, and the Russia, China, Iran, and how that's kind of all playing a role. Give me your thoughts as far as your update, so to speak, on what you're seeing and where do you think that we're at on that? I mean, the attack on Kiev has intensified severely in the last 24 hours. No question about that, I think.
Many, many different moving parts here, just as you say. What the first thing that maybe needs to be said is it's really amazing that this much time later, this is 2 weeks since we last talked, and about that much time, a little more since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia has been going on, that the Ukrainians are still standing. They're still fighting.
Yep.
Now, they are getting quite a bit of assistance in terms of ammunition and weaponry, like man pads, shoulder-fired ground-to-air missiles that are bringing down some Russian aircraft, helicopters, and fixed-wing. Also anti-tank weapons like Javelin missiles. This is all good. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has risen to the occasion as a leader of his people in a way I think very few would have expected or predicted. The Ukrainians as a people overall are standing and fighting with whatever they have to hand, getting armed up. Weapons are being passed out to them. Over 2 million, mostly the women and the children, the elderly perhaps, have fled the country. They are being welcomed and cared for in an amazing humanitarian effort by neighboring countries, like especially Poland, also Moldova. But yes, the invasion, the onslaught continues. What Zelensky spoke about speaks about repeatedly is that he wants air cover. He wants a no-fly zone established over Ukraine, because, I mean, just moments ago, I got news from inside of Ukraine, and it's hit the news waves now, that a maternity hospital was just bombed by the Russians in Mariupol, this southern Ukrainian city, mm-hmm. with casualties. Horrible.
I'm getting people that push back. I get phone calls. People say, "Well, yeah, you know, but we're not seeing." I saw something that said, "Oh, there's only been 200 casualties in the Ukraine."
Any casualty in an invasion of aggression is too many, but there are thousands, unfortunately. Thousands of casualties.
That's my understanding from talking. I have a pastor that I talked to on Monday live. I mean, I've been following Pastor Vitaly because I've known him since 2014. So I've known him for a number of years. And, you know, I mean, he talked about a checkpoint in a village 10 miles from him where because the checkpoints of these villages, as I understand it, he said that oftentimes the church actually is at the very entrance. You know, when you first drive in, so to speak, into the community, there's a church sitting right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those become the places where the checkpoints are established, is at the entrance to the community and subsequently the church. And 10 miles from him, he said the priest of that church was murdered by Russians.
A lot of people have been murdered. I mean, what is happening is indiscriminate shelling by the Russians of Ukrainian population centers. That means apartment blocks. Mm-hmm. It means stores and markets and health care facilities like this maternity hospital just bombed in Mariupol. The Russians appear to be deliberately targeting, deliberately bombing civilian targets, perhaps trying to break the will of the Ukrainian people. By the way, that's not going to happen. They are going to fight to the bitter end. I don't know if people saw yesterday, again, President Zelensky appeared remotely by video in front of the British Parliament. I don't know if folks saw that, but if not, look it up online. It is an amazing talk. And in that speech, in that talk to the British Parliament, Zelensky quoted Churchill and said, "We will not give up. We will not give in. We will fight on the beaches. We will fight in the fields. We will fight in the air. We will fight everywhere. We will never give up." I mean, and the place erupted, and the Parliament, you know, stood up as one and just cheered and, you know, clapped. I mean, but that's great. But what he really needs is weapons and ammunition. I can understand why a NATO-led no-fly zone is not happening, because that would put NATO pilots, Americans, others, in direct air combat with Russian planes, each shooting the other down or trying to. I understand that, but I also understand why Ukraine needs air cover. And so, of course, there was this proposal by the Poles that they would send 28 of their MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine.
Right.
For their own pilots to fly and provide air cover. The Poles were going to fly these jets to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany,
mm-hmm.
where the Ukrainians were going to pick them up and fly them back to Ukraine. Well, apparently the United States, not playing a helpful role in this at all, put a spoke on the wheel and said, "Well, no, because that would be direct involvement by NATO in the war." And so I don't know exactly where that proposal stands now, but the Ukrainians desperately need those planes, which they know how to fly. Their pilots
right.
are trained on those planes, and they have things like spare parts available as needed in Ukraine for them. And then the United States was going to replenish or backfill the Poles air squadron,
right?
F-16 jets, to, you know, that we would give them. But I think that's all on hold right now.
And it seems as though a lot of this is there's this now become a fear that Putin might take some kind of a nuclear action. He has threatened that anyone else that gets involved, or if he thinks that what they're doing involves them. Rubio came out and has made statements that, you know, if we provide air defense, that now you know, we're getting ourselves into the war, and that this also could that involving Poland gives Putin an excuse to invade, to go ahead and invade Poland. Your thoughts with regards to how you deal, because in my mind, having been serving in the service as a Cold War veteran, in my mind, Putin he's acting like a bully, and to me, the only way that you shut a bully up is you punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, Putin is, no question about it. He's a bully, he's a thug, he's a killer. But here's another aspect to this, and that is that, like we mentioned right at the beginning, this invasion's now been going on for 2 weeks, and more than 2 weeks. And it has not advanced as far or the way strategically that Putin and his top military staff plan at all. They have not taken a single major Ukrainian city yet. Kiev is still standing. By the way, that convoy that is trying to advance on it and encircle it is completely stuck, literally in the mud. Not only because it's a bit warmer weather than might have been expected this time of year, but also because the Ukrainians released floodwaters from a reservoir nearby and made sure that the ground was muddy.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that the Russians jammed up the roads four vehicles across, so that nobody can get to them through the mud on either side with food or water or gasoline. They're running out of gas. They're blocking the roads with vehicles that have run out of gas. It's a mess of planning. So Kiev still stands. Kharkiv in the northeast still stands. Mariupol looks, I guess if you count Mariupol, I think Mariupol has, we'd have to say it has fallen. But Odessa is still there. Many other places have not been taken yet. So the strategic planning shows up the weaknesses of this Russian army. It's not what it's been cracked up to be. They're not 6 feet tall.
And in talking with Pastor, there you go. We're talking with Pastor Vitaly too. You know, they're hearing from, you know, because there's a lot of relational things. There's a lot of kind of civil war similarities here too. Brothers, cousins, what have you on each side of this. But they're talking about, you know, spoiled rations, that the Russian soldiers don't have food. There's a lot of things that they don't have to carry out this fight as well. We can talk about some of that when we get back. Back with more.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Very quickly tomorrow, Dr. Judy Mikovits will be with us on the program. Kalen Dorr, senior spokesman for Getter, will be with us tomorrow. And Larry Klayman will be on the program with us tomorrow as well. Lots to cover tomorrow here on Chosen Generation Radio. And remember, folks, we are fulfilling Psalm 94. And that is, who will go for me and stand up for and speak against, stand up for good, speak against, and expose the evil? Who will do that? We will do that here on this program. That's what we will do. And we endeavor diligently to bring you guests and to talk about the questions you may have so that you can intelligently pray and intelligently engage and involve yourself. Because America, I believe, is a Christian nation, has been, always will be, should be, and we as believers have to make sure it stays that way so that there is light in the darkness, which is so prevalent in this world today. So it's so important that we are engaged. And it says in Hosea, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. My goal is to give you knowledge and to remind you that our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution are still alive and well today and work together as the underpinning documents and the foundation upon which they stand is God. Claire, to that end, there is a very clear evil that is present in the person of Vladimir Putin and Russia and the invasion. And something we were talking about in the break that Pastor Vitaly mentioned on Monday, I don't hear it being talked about in very many places, but I think it's important to understand that Russia has been at war with the Ukrainian people, and thousands of Ukrainians have been dying for the last 8 years.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Back in 2014, those 8 years ago, of course, we had the Obama administration in Washington, D.C., when current President Biden was then vice president, and our adversaries, enemies, Vladimir Putin, Russia, they perceived then as they do now the weakness coming out of Washington, D.C., and weakness always invites aggression, and that is when the Russians moved on the Donbas, this eastern part of Ukraine that borders Russia, and Ukrainian forces have been fighting them ever since. And then, of course, they peeled off Crimea. Now, Crimea always was a part of Russia, so I kind of put that in a different category. It was not a military conquest. If anything, it was an Anschluss. But the Donbas, even though it's populated in the main by Russian speakers and Russian ethnic population, it's part of Ukraine. And since 2014, Russia has had forces undercover, those quote little green men, as they call them, militias in there trying to take that part of Ukraine away. Now, the very last thing I'll say here is that I think at this point there needs to be an off ramp for Vladimir Putin and Russia. There's got to be a way to bring this to a conclusion and stop the slaughter. And I think Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is beginning to move in that direction. He has announced and declared that he is willing to discuss the status of the Donbas, those two oblasts of Donetsk and Luhansk. Mm-hmm. And he is willing to back away from seeking membership in NATO for Ukraine, which it doesn't qualify for and wouldn't qualify for in a very long time anyway. So I think Zelensky himself is beginning to move in this direction, but we've got to find an off-ramp for Russia.
Well, and the challenge there is that I think Putin is doing exactly what Russian imperialists have done going back into the, you know, to the 17th century, and that is, as they've said, we want Ukraine. In total, we want Ukraine.
Kind of a buffer zone,
yeah,
for Russia as they see it. By the way, I don't know if folks know, but the name of the country, Ukraine, is two words, very similar in both Ukrainian language and Russian, which are close. Ukraina. U means at. Kraina means the farthest border. The name of the country is the farthest border of the Russian Empire. That's the name of the country. And that's how Russians look at it.
And Ukrainians look at it from the perspective that they have fought four different revolutions in an effort to gain their freedom and gain their liberty. And they have declared themselves independent on these multiple occasions. And and all they're saying now is, you know, again, when part of the agreement back in, what was it, 1991, when they said, okay, we're breaking free, the Russian Empire kind of fell apart, the USSR as it was, the Soviet Union. And when they agreed to give the nukes back that were stored in Ukraine, the agreement at that point,
1994 Budapest Memorandum. Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, there was an agreement that Russia understood that they would not threaten Ukraine with invasion. And in fact, Clinton said that America, if you'll give your nukes to the Russians will make sure that you have the necessary abilities to defend yourself.
Well, the Budapest Memorandum of 1994 was not a defense pact. It was signed among the U.S., the U.K., Russia, and Ukraine, and it was simply a kind of a memorandum, a recognition of the sovereign status of the Ukrainian nation, the Ukrainian country. It is a sovereign country with borders.
Yeah.
That's what that recognized and should be the premise today. Ukraine is an independent country. The people want to be free and independent of Russia. And they will fight. They will fight to...
Yes. And it should be noted, too, that they that again, they don't want... I know there's been some buzz about that, and there may be a few independent or little, you know, TikToks here or what have you, I don't know, that say, oh, we need your help, send men, send whatever. Overall, the Ukrainians are not asking. They don't want to be an occupied country. They don't want UN men on the ground. They don't want NATO on the ground. They don't want U.S. soldiers on the ground. They don't want anybody else spilling their blood on their behalf. They are happy, not happy, but they are about...
Determined.
Yes, they are determined. Ukrainian blood will be spilt on Ukrainian ground to defend Ukraine.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly right.
And they just
they are mobilizing
need the tools.
In a way nobody, I think Putin miscalculated badly.
Yeah. Well, and so the question, I agree with you, there has to be some kind of an out, and I think Zelensky is suggesting that there is a possibility. The problem is that I don't know, I think internally that Putin may be in some trouble as well. There's some speculation that he may be in some trouble, and now he's made this miscalculation.
It could be.
Yeah.
But here again, we've got to be super careful about the wild information operations being flung about from all sides. He could be in trouble, yes. Yep. And we'll remember that previous rulers, Khrushchev, Brezhnev, Gorbachev attempted to be removed after they screwed up.
Exactly.
Khrushchev lost out, in the Cuban Missile Crisis. Brezhnev got Russia bogged, the Soviet Union bogged down in Afghanistan. And Gorbachev obviously was moving his country in a direction the oligarchs who were running that place didn't like.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen to Putin. Yes, it could. But careful about the info ops.
No. I understand. I'm not saying that he is or he isn't. I'm just simply saying that there are some suggestions that
at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Please consider making your best donation today.